Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Be my finest hour. That was the wonderful Big Escape from Pearly Gate Music. That single's being released again soon. The album's been out for a while. It's on the wonderful Bella Union Records. I can't recommend the album highly enough. It's the drummer's brother, the drummer from Fleet Foxes' brother, but it's a real personal, fun, touching, dark home recording. It's a real great thing, a great personal thing. Mark Riley had them on in session a couple of weeks ago and said they were amazing. Once again, that was Pearly Gate Music. All the regular features on this week's edition of The Finest Hour. I'll be finding out what Sir Patrick Moore was up to this week in 1979 in our regular feature, That Was The Sky At Night, that week that was. There'll be a snippet from the BBC archives from Lenny Henry's Desert Island Discs, would you believe, talking about his appearance on the Black and White Minstrel Show, which is pretty dark and disturbing, as well as touching stuff, I must say. The Wreckopedia will drop by and recommend a song and explain why. And of course, another criminal cover version will face the music in It Was Murder. I pre-record this show in my little house here in North Manchester, but please do keep the emails coming. It'll just take me a week to reply. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk if you have any witticisms, criticisms or musical recommendations, which of course is the thing we're most interested in. With music in mind, I'm going to start and end the show with the same song. Does that sound confusing? They're both Joni Mitchell, they're both A Case of You, but they're versions of the song that were recorded a long time apart. Very, very touching. The original version of A Case of You is on the album Blue, and it's already a very nostalgic song when she records it in the first place. Listen to the love story unfold from this beautiful, beautiful song. Joni Mitchell and A Case of You. Happy Sunday. Who I consider my auntie, even though I've never met her, and A Case of You. And we'll hear an orchestral version from the Both Sides Now record at the very end of the show. Beautiful. Jane Weaver is an old friend of mine. She's got a new album out called The Fallen by Watchbird. I played a song from the album when it came out, but I had an email off another old friend of mine last week. Ian Rainford, known locally as the Rain Lord, said, "Hello, Mr. Garvey, Rainford here. Do you read these emails or do you employ an army of gold-painted Filipino dwarves to do it for you?" I'm sure that Peter and Michelle would be really, really touched to be referred to as such. "Me and Wayne have just completed a new vid," says Ian. "Our first in 2 years, and it's for Jane Weaver. The track is called The Fallen by Watchbird from a really, really ace newish album of the same name." I in total agree with you there, Rainlord. "The video is now up on our YouTube. I'd like to know what you think. We're chuffed to bits with it, it's turned out, and how we reckon it's our best work to date. It is absolutely brilliant. It's subtle and dark and beautiful. You should go and have a look. We have a MySpace contact for all our vids. Does anyone use MySpace anymore? Or are they all like virtual ghost ships floating around the internet? Or we have a YouTube channel, which is Clunk Click 1. Now, if you want to have a look at this, it's Clunk Click, beginning with a K. So Clunk, K-L-U-N-C, and Click, K-L-I-C-K, and the number 1. And you can go and look at all of the Rainlord's videos up there. He's a very, very talented man. I could tell you many stories about Ian from over the years. I've known him for ages. But the last time I saw him, he was getting married in the National History section of Manchester Museum. So surrounded by frozen stuffed animals in cases, him and his missus said their vows with their daughter in attendance. It was very touching as well as typically theatrical. The daughter is so beautiful as well. Ian was in Mum and Dad, who were on Twisted Nerve, and who were a great band. If you've never heard any of their stuff, you should go and find theirs as well. And I'll try and put that link up on the front page of my website. Anyway, here's the tune that Ian's made the video for. This is the remarkable Jane Weaver. Something of the Velvet Underground to this tune, but old world poetry, really. And I do urge you to go and see the video. It's gorgeous. Here's Jane Weaver and The Fallen by Watchbird. wonderful Jane Weaver with the beautiful Fallen by a Watchbird. Effortlessly cool, that one. It's time now, however, for the greatest radio item ever broadcast. It's time once again for That Was the Sky at Night, That Week That Was. On this week in 1973, in potential world leader news, Gerald Ford was sworn in as the new Vice President of the United States after Spiro Agnew resigned. Spiro had been investigated on charges of extortion, tax fraud, bribery and conspiracy, and actually charged with accepting bribes. When Richard Nixon was asked why he kept Agnew on the ticket in the 72 elections, he replied that no assassin in his right mind would kill me because they'd get Agnew as president. What a pair of lovely men, eh? In international news, West Germany and Czechoslovakia established diplomatic links for the first time since the war. And in shortage news, a compulsory 50-mile-an-hour speed limit was introduced this week to help combat the national fuel shortage. There was also a voluntary ban on flying and glider towing on Sundays, and in Glasgow, Clydebank Council were given special permission to turn on their Christmas lights for 3 hours. In royal news, the Queen Mother was created an honorary Doctor of Music at the Royal College of Music in London this week. Can you fix a hi-fi, ma'am? While Prince of Sound and Captain Mark Phillips were touring Ecuador. Unfortunately, Phillips went down with acute gastroenteritis in Bogota, so Anne went on without him. I'm going to read that again, it sounds like a Tom Waits lyric. Unfortunately, Phillips went down with acute gastroenteritis in Bogota, so Anne went on without him. That was my best Tom Waits. In showbiz royalty news, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton passed through London on their way to Italy for Christmas. It was announced that they had abandoned plans for divorce. Aww. Those plans were presumably back on in the new year as they divorced in June 74. In cake news, the Chelsea pensioners received their annual Australian Christmas cake this week. Each year a different state sent the cake as a gift from the Australian people, and in 1973 it was Queensland's turn. In sailor news, Mary, Janice and Liz Shanks joined the Navy this week. The identical 17-year-old triplets went to HMS Dauntless to become radar plotters. Well done. Hat trick. Your parents must have been so proud. In fish news, Simon Geary found a piece of cod on a beach near Ramsgate. He hauled it in and found a 68-pound, 6'8" conger eel on the other end. It was thought to be the biggest eel ever caught in England this way. Surely it was the only eel ever to be caught in England that way. In film news, Al Pacino's thriller Serpico opened this week. Do you know, I've never seen that. Pacino won his first Golden Globe Award for it and was also nominated for an Oscar. In TV news, Michael Parkinson's guest this week included Sergeant Bilko actor Phil Silvers and jazz musicians Oscar Peterson and Nils Henning Orsted Peterson. In other music news, Roxy Music's Stranded became their first UK number one album, and CBGB's opened in the Lower East Side of New York City. The club will become the home of new bands such as Blondie, who we'll hear from in a minute, Television, Patti Smith and The Ramones. In more news, Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley was nearly electrocuted during a concert in Florida when he touched a short-circuited light. He was carried from the stage but returned 10 minutes later to finish the show. What a trooper. He may well have touched a trooper. Did you know that? A super trooper, as in the ABBA song, is a type of spotlight. There you go, but you didn't. More important than all this nonsense, in Patrick Moore news, there was no Sky at Night this week, but Patrick did appear as himself in the Goodies episode, Invasion of the Moon Creatures. Of course he did, being both a sport and a gentleman, as well as a genius. What a guy. And that was the No Sky at Night That Week That Was.
Like December evenings. They're cold, they're dark. What could possibly brighten them up?
I think one opportunity which very cold weather does provide is something that everybody should do at one point in their lives.
Well, you could listen to Giddy and Co.
And that is freeze your hair.
Or alternatively, freeze your hair.
I calculated that if I left the house with wet hair, it would be frozen solid by the time I crossed the River Stour. Some say Stour.
Some say Stour Range Way to quaff your barnet.
And I was right. As a result, it was the best quiff I've ever had.
Brilliant. Hear Giddy and Co. Monday to Friday nights from 9. Music, guests, and hair care advice.
Leave it to the experts.
Yes, maybe you should.
Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
We're going to hear from the little fella next. That sounded like Wogan. We're going to hear from the little fella next. This is Prince and Condition of the Heart. It's from the album Around the World in a Day. And I've loved this song for so long that I can't decide whether it's just because it's full of memories for me or it's any good. Let's have your answers on a postcard. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. But here he is, the mucky little bugger. Here's Prince with Condition of the Heart.
Oh, like Clara Bow. How was I to know that she would wear the same cologne as you and you, the same glue that you do?
Prince and the absolutely deliciously overdramatic Condition of the Heart. Prince is from Minneapolis, and Elbow have played in the club where they filmed Purple Rain, would you believe? His Paisley Park studio is right near Minneapolis, and legend has it that he holds impromptu concerts at Paisley Park all the time with funk soul greats in attendance, and he invites anyone from Minneapolis to come up. It's not a money-making scheme, it's just anyone who lives there can go and see a one-off amazing gig at Prince's Paisley Park. I don't know if it's true, but it's a good story, isn't it? In a seamless bit of radio presenting, I have an email from Minneapolis. Dan in Minneapolis has been in touch. He says, "Dearest Guy, want to hear something really stupid about the US? Here goes. Somehow I've managed to live 38 years in this country, all the while being oblivious to the corpus of Brian Ferry and Roxy music. After your extended anecdote about the airplane mishap that Brian Ferry was involved with, and your selection of Let's Stick Together, my friend and I have been on a bit of a Roxy music tear. Both of us are thoroughly nonplussed as to how we could be so unfamiliar with such music. Lesser artists have clearly been influenced by his music, pretty much every 80s band, and yet we remained unaware of their work. What's wrong with this country? Thanks for setting us straight with a hilarious intro and song selection. Come on, come on. Cheers, bro. Dan in Minneapolis." He says, "Please consider giving In Every Dream Home a heartache speak on your new show." Stunning. Stunning it is. Stunningly stupid, this song. But what a great kick in it's got. Here's Brian Ferry wooing an inflatable doll just ahead of guitarist Phil Manzanera kicking in with some amazing rock guitar, is the only way it can be described. I've met him actually when I was on Jules. He was playing with Dave Gilmour, and what an absolute gent he is. Anyway, this is for you, Dan, and anyone else in the States listening that's not familiar with early Roxy. You've got to get in there. Here's Roxy music and In Every Dream Home a Heartache. Oh, Mum, you're going to hate this one. Perhaps now's a good time to go and get a brew.
In every dream home a heartache, and every step I take takes me further from heaven. Is there a heaven? I'd like to think so. Standards of living, they're rising daily, but home, oh sweet home, it's only a saying. From bell push to faucet, in smart town apartment. The cottage is pretty, the main house a palace, penthouse perfection. But what goes on, what to do there, better pray there. Open plan living, bungalow ranch style, all of its comforts seem so essential. I bought you mail order, my plain wrapper baby. Your skin is like vinyl, the perfect companion. You float in my new pool, deluxe and delightful, inflatable doll. My role is to serve you, disposable darling. Can't throw you away now, immortal and life-size. My breath is inside you, I'll dress you up daily and keep you till death size. Inflatable doll, lover ungrateful, I blew up your body, but you blew my mind.
Ridiculous, the Ridiculous, that was Roxy Music, and In Every Dream Home a Heartache. Nina Nastasia, I've played her a few times, she collaborates a lot, she's got a beautiful voice, a very simple, open, generous style of lyric writing. Listen to the way this story unfolds on every chorus. You Can Take Your Time is a bit of a heartbreaker.
Look around, you got a good thing. You don't ever have to make the money. You got a little room to spread out, and a table for some company. You can take your time to work things out. judge you. Tell me how it looks to love you. I'm not a stranger.
Lovely, isn't it? That's Nina Nastasia, and You Can Take Your Time. Admiral Fallow have done an amazing cover version of Party Fears 2 by The Associates. I love this song, and in fact, John Branwell from I Am Clued and I constantly talk about the opening lines of this song. Ridiculously hysterical in the original, but they've taken it down a couple of pegs. This was recorded for Vic Galloway's Radio Scotland show. On the off chance that you're listening, Vic, not seen you for far too long. Here we are. This is Admiral Fallow covering The Associates' Party Fears 2.
Shower and then phone my brother up within the hour. I'll smash another cup. Please don't start saying that, or I'll start believing you. If I start believing you, I'll know that this party fears too. What if this party fears too? The alcohol loves you while turning you blue. View it from here, from closer to near. Awake me. Not found is all that I see in you. My manners are failing me. I'm left feeling ugly. And you say it's wonderful to live with I never will. So if this party fears too, the alcohol loves you while turning you blue. View it from here, from closer to near. Awake me. Dressed too well, still standing still. I might, but it's hard to tell. Even a slight remark makes no sense and turns to shark. Have I done something wrong? What's wrong's the wrong is.
What a great job. That was Admiral Fallow and their cover of Party Fears 2 by The Associates.
BBC Six Music.
Some people have an advent calendar.
It's Christmas.
An advent candle.
Oh, oh.
An advent gift.
Oh.
Sean Keaveney's a little more adventurous.
We at Six Breakfast are giving you a daily 15-minute podcast.
The Sean Keaveney Advent Podcast.
The very best bits only will be put into this podcast.
Not like those frozen sausages you get in various superstores.
Download it now from the Six Music website.
A daily little tiny podcast for your delectation. Courtesy of us. It's fine.
Merry Sixmas.
You don't have to thank us.
From BBC Six Music.
Tis the season for love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Homesick Rachel in Barcelona got in touch last week and recommended a song. We loved it, so we're going to play another one. Don't worry, Rachel, I bet you're home for Christmas, actually, aren't you? Anyway, this is Manu Chao. If you don't know who he is, he's very, very famous in Spain, and I love his work. This is Clandestino.
Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel. Pa' una ciudad del norte yo me fui a trabajar. Mi vida la dejé entre Ceuta y Gibraltar. Soy una raya en el mar, fantasma en la ciudad. Mi vida va prohibida, dice la autoridad. Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino por no llevar papel. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino, yo soy el quiebra ley. Mano negra clandestina, peruano clandestino, africano clandestino, marihuana ilegal.
The homesick manc Rachel in Barcelona, that was Manu Chao and Clandestino. Please keep the song for guy recommendations coming in, folks. Time now for a snippet from the BBC archive. Here's an excerpt from Lenny Henry's Desert Island Disc Show.
Tell me about working with the Black and White Minstrels, because...
That was interesting.
That was not a pleasant experience, though,
was it? Well, no, actually it was, because The thing about it is, the only offensive point is that they black up. Because they're actually quite nice. They're very nice people. And I learnt a great deal. There were lots of jokes, unkind jokes in the press about, the makeup comes off and all that stuff. And I sort of dealt with that because I was only like 16 or whatever, which in showbiz terms is like being four. But as I got on, I really did take offence to the blacking up and those stupid Stephen Foster songs, you know, all the doo-dah dare, Jesus. And, you know, having to give black consciousness awareness meetings to all the minstrels, you know, Lenny, we're not trying to cope with being black, but it's so difficult for us because really it is a facade. And so I would give them, you know, I would raise their consciousness about blackness and they would, you know, I'd teach them to dance and stuff, teach them to have rhythm, stuff like that. So it was pretty cool.
But it was quite painful too, wasn't it? I mean,
yeah, well, near the end.
Did you not end up in tears sometimes?
I didn't cry or anything like that. I just felt that I just got tired of having these stupid jokes made, a bit when you sweat, you get little white lines running down your face and all that kind of stuff.
It's a record, please.
This is an Elvis Costello song, and it's by Robert Wyatt. This is Shipbuilding.
Just a rumor that was spread around town by the women and children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding. Well, I ask you, the boy said that they're going to take me to task. Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got filled in for saying that people get killed in the result of the shipbuilding. With all the will in the world,
Jack Dixon's been in touch with a Song for Guy recommendation. He says, after listening to the Six Musing Mercury Prize special on the I Am Clute record, good record that, it has to be said. Did you hear that? That's what you do when you're proud of yourself. My mate John says that his dad does that all the time, as if to say, extra air for me for being so clever. Anyway, after listening to the Mercury Prize special on the I Am Clute record, Jack was struck by my comments about Radiation, which is one of the last songs on the record, symbolising the dawn at the end of the long dark night. I was inspired to recommend this song, Om Nashi Mi by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, which, although marking the close of a bright, colourful album, says Jack, also gives me a similar sense of freshness and new beginnings. The record's a beaut. All the best, Jack. Thank you, Jack. This is Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. For Jack Dixon, this is Omi Nashi Lee.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Can you see the blood on my sleeve?
That was Frightened Rabbit and The Loneliness and the Scream. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and you're tuned to my finest hour, which is trickily 2 hours long and with you till midnight. Thanks to everybody who's been sending in Song for Guy recommendations since the show started almost 4 years ago, I think it is. This is one that I can't remember who recommended it. I've not kept a note of the name. Very rude of me. But I keep coming back to this. It's got a real unique bounce to it. It's by Scott Matthews and it's called Sweet Scented Figure. And it reminds me of some of the soundtrack to a film called Fandango. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's kind of a road moody... I've been described as road moody myself once or twice. A road movie, buddy movie featuring Kevin Costner, who I don't think anyone's wild about, are they? But nevertheless, it's a really good film. This song reminds me of the soundtrack from Fandango. Talking about road moody, I've got a story for you. Years ago, when I worked taking money at Manchester Roadhouse, there was a doorman working with me. He was a nice lad, a big lad. I won't say his name. Excuse me. And he came down the stairs one day to start work. And like I say, a very big lad, quite an imposing figure, but a real lovely chap. And he had a motorcycle helmet in his hand. And I said, have you got a bike? He said, come look at me Harley. So I went upstairs, and his Harley was actually a Vespa scooter. Now, this is an enormous guy, plus the puffer jacket that he was wearing made him even bigger, on this tiny little scooter. I must say, I cracked up laughing. And he said, yeah, it looks funny, doesn't it? So he says, actually, some traffic lights the other day, some lads were laughing at me out of the car window. I don't mind people laughing at me, it does look pretty funny. But one of them threw an apple core at me helmet. He says, so I chased them to the next light, and I got off my bike, and I kicked the door panel in, and they were all really scared. And of course, I was a little off put by this story, but then he chuckled to himself and said, yeah, road rage, I've never had it before, it was all right.
invention that brought music into your home. A device that would allow you to choose from multiple thousands of pieces, from classical to modern music, played by some of the world's most famous musicians, and with such perfect sound reproduction that you could swear they were in the room with you. Now imagine it's the 1920s. No MP3s, no CDs, not even amplified radio. So how was such a feat possible? Why, the pianola, of course. An automated player piano which could reproduce a performance by reading a roll of perforated paper. For a decade, it was the height of fashion to own one, with companies employing performers from Rachmaninoff to Fats Waller to produce up to 200 new pieces every month, many with printed lyrics so the patrons in their parlours could sing along. Although, thanks to technical advances in phonographic recording, the pianola's popularity was short-lived. The survival of many of these grand instruments and thousands of music rolls means that we can still enjoy pieces such as Gershwin's spirited Sweet and Low Down, 84 years after the composer himself graced the keyboard with this performance. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
That was a pianola of George Gershwin's Sweet and Low Down, as recommended by the wonderful Beccapedia.
BBC BBC 6 Music.
Steve Lamag. Weekdays from 4 p.m.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody.
The insightful musings of a man who loves his music.
He's like some of those songs that just shot out of the catapults.
New music, alternative classics, and your well-endowed selections.
I just think it's got a wicked glint in its eye, that track. So here's my heart.
Steve Lamag, weekday afternoons from 4.
And
BBC 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
We're a huge fan of Alayla Diane on The Finest Hour. She's got a wonderful voice. She's the kind of girl that people write lengthy books and poems about. She's really beautiful, really talented, and she's just got an unmistakable lonely tone to her voice. I reckon she's going to be one of the greats. Anyway, she's been working with Blitz and Trapper, and this gorgeous single is out now. It's called The Tree. Have a listen.
When your love rains down, just like diamonds all around, a strange and changing sound, transformation in the ground. A great and winding tree splits the earth from sea to sea, and my lover comes to me, bids me follow endlessly, as she laughs and starts to climb through the branches and the vines, through the tangle of our minds. For this tree, you see, it grows, never ending. When your love flows free, just the way it's meant to be, all these chains that bind, I find I quickly leave behind. And all the earth below seems a thin and fleeting snow, and my father I can see is further up upon the tree, and his beard is made of bees dancing wildly in the leaves. And my lover says to me, you must be blind if you're to see, must walk behind if you're to lead, must be the soil to the seed, never ending. May turn and come to rest where they dwell within my chest. Let my spirit coalesce. Yes, and death is dressed in colors blessed. A mystery, I confess, I cannot see. Singing so profound fills the ground so deep, like a weeping mother's sleep. And as a baby's breath whispers death so none can hear, and I pass the ancient seer, entering the atmosphere in a tree that never ends, with my lover and our friends, entering the black of space. We replace the stars that shine, never ending. La 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 la.
Blitz and Trapper featuring Alayla Diane. That single's out now. It's The Tree. Kathy Wiggins got in touch and reminded me of this beautiful song by K.D. Lang. I don't think I've heard this for years, maybe 15 years. It's called Wash Me Clean and it's gorgeous. Thanks, Kathy.
Mm-hmm. swim, swim through my veins, drown me in your rain. My desire carries no shame. My will harbor no pain. Through my veins, drown me in your
Katie Lang and Wash Me Queen. Wash Me Queen? Freudian slip. Wash Me Clean is the name of the song. Oh dear. Katie Lang and Wash Me Clean. Yeah, wonderful, sultry, late night romance. And you know, sultry late night romance don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim was written in 1929 and was already a classic when Gene Kelly gave his rapturous performance in 1952. But this happy, carefree song, loved by millions, was soon to fall foul of felonious musical villains just waiting to rain on its parade. First to make a move was disco diva Sheila B. Devotion, whose evil plan was to disorientate it with a pulsating profusion of synthesizer strings and waka waka guitar before braining it with a glitter ball. Only a sudden segue into staying alive prevented death at the disco. Next, Michael Feinstein's Sweet as Sugar attempted to make his mark on the MGM songbook with a combination winsome warbling and spoken word that left it thoroughly drenched in syrup. Then, employing every sonic weapon at his disposal, Micro House Mad Matthew Herbert attempted to stab it to death with shards of brass and earache-inducing electronica. Only the merciful brevity of the track saved it from a sticky end. But, in an appalling attack on the innocent, when machete-wielding Mint Royale kidnapped the voice of Gene Kelly himself, only to hack it up horrifically and stuff it into a 3.5-minute big beat bloodbath, well, it was murder. Christ!
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in. Singing in the rain.
Cool, that was a stinker. Mercifully, eventually Gene Kelly, of course, and Singing in the Rain. Mint Royale, Murderers. This next tune was recommended by Jez Murray. This is the wonderful Feist, another amazing female vocal, a Canadian lass, I believe. This song is My Moon, My Man. We'll be right back. gorgeous. Thanks to Jez Murray for that recommendation. That was Feist with My Moon, My Man. Let's go from the moon to the sunrise, courtesy of Les Shelley's. This is another great female-male vocal combination. Something to do with... Do you know, I can't remember his name. Is it Tom Brosso? I'm not sure. I'm going to check my facts while you're listening to it. Les Shelley's The World Is Waiting for the Sunrise. There we go. There's Les Shelley's. It was Tom Brosso and Angela Correa. Played some of Tom's stuff on the show before, and Angela's name sounds familiar to me for some reason. Anyway, they're performing as Les Shelley's, and that lovely song was The World Is Waiting for the Sunrise. This next tune is by Vessels. Vessels featuring Stuart Warwick. This is Meat Man Piano Tuner Prostitute. We'll be right back. That was Vessels featuring Stuart Warwick and Meat Man piano tuner Prostitute. That's out now.
December evenings. They're cold, they're dark. What could possibly brighten them up?
I think one opportunity which very cold weather does provide is something that everybody should do at one point in their lives.
Well, you could listen to Gideon Co.
And that is freeze your hair.
Or alternatively, freeze your hair.
I calculated that if I left the house with wet hair, it would be frozen solid by the time I crossed the River Stour. Some say Stour.
Some say Stour Rangeway to quaff your barnet.
And I was right. As a result, it was the best quiff I've ever had.
Brilliant. Hear Gideon Co. Monday to Friday nights from 9. Music, guests and hair care advice.
Leave it to the experts.
Yes, maybe you should.
Six Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
So last week, if you were tuned in, you'll know that I played a song from Talk Talk's Spirit of Eden. I can't play this album enough, so I thought last week and this week I'd play a tune from the record. Last week we heard Desire, and this week I Believe in You is my choice. Once again, to eulogise about this extraordinary record, it's so brave. It was the early 80s, and this is a band that were known really originally as a Duran Duran copy band, even down to their name. They turned out some pretty acceptable pop. There was some pretty bad pop originally. And then sort of Colour of Spring was an interesting record with some big hits on it, but it pointed towards this extraordinary thing. Nobody was ready for Spirit of Eden. It never got the recognition it deserves, but it's now hailed as an influence on lots and lots of people. I know tons of musicians cite it as the reason that they're in bands. It's certainly the reason I wanted to be in a band in the first place. Anyway, please enjoy this beautiful song. This is Talk Talk from the Spirit of Eden record. This is I Believe in You. beautiful. Talk Talk from Spirit of Eden, that's I Believe in You. I can't recommend any record higher than that, especially this time of year. It's just beautiful, perfect for this weather. So, at the beginning of the show, it seems so long ago, I played Joni Mitchell's A Case of You. Already a very, very nostalgic song to begin with, talking about a failed love affair, I guess. When I first heard this version, my sister was working at Granada at the time, and I went into the canteen to meet her for lunch. And this particular sister of mine is responsible for nearly all of my music tastes. She got me into music, really. And she still makes me compilations to this day, especially when I'm going travelling. So I think I was off on a tour with the band, and she sat me down and she said, I don't normally do this, but I want to see your reaction to the first tune on this mini disc it was back then. And she put it in my player, and in the middle of Granada canteen, when I recognised the introduction to this song, I realised that it was Joni as a much older lady singing it in this jazzy brogue, because I was very, very familiar with the original version of the song. I cried in front of Ashley from Coronation Street. So there you go. This is a really personal one for me. For that reason, and also because it was the last song I burned for my friend Brian, who died a few years ago. It was the last thing he asked me to copy for him. So here she is, Joni Mitchell and A Case of You.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. And I sketched your face on it twice. Oh, you were in my blood like holy wine. Oh, and you taste so bitter, but you taste so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you. I could drink a case of you, darling. Still I'd be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet. Box of paints. I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time that you told me, you said love is touching souls. Surely you touched mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time.
could drink a kiss of you. I could drink a kiss of you, darling. Still I'd be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet. She had a mouth like yours. She knew your life. She knew your devils and your deeds. And she said, go to him. Stay with him if you can. Oh, but be prepared to bleed. So sweet, I could drink a case of you, darling. Still I'd be on my feet. Still I'd be on my feet.
For my sister Boop and my friend Brian, that's Joni Mitchell's A Case of You. That's all we have time for another week. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back next Sunday here in my little house in Prestwich. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and everyone for helping me put the show together. Thanks to Beckopedia for her wonderful recommendation. Thanks to everyone who recommended Song for Guy requests. Please do keep them coming in. I said requests then, I mean recommendations. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Keep warm and happy new week. Wondering why you don't care, would
tears keep flowing like drops from a waterfall. Midnight, I've spent another lonely day thinking of you. Midnight, tomorrow is